watch over me as I seek to spread his good news. Today we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King. Today when we remember that Jesus is King of our lives. I've been doing some reading about it during the week and I was surprised to find that it's not a feast, it is an ancient festival. That in fact it was only established 93 years ago by Pope Pius XI in 1925. It was established at a time when Europe was in chaos. Inflation was rampant. Colonialism was at its worst. And the seeds of evil were growing. The world had only just emerged from the so-called war to end all wars. And everywhere there were signs that the world was hurtling towards another. The world was in the grip of a worldwide economic depression. Leaders everywhere, governments everywhere were looking for answers. There were regretfully leaders who thought they had the answers. Outspoken leaders. In 1925, the Italian leader Benito Mussolini had already been in power for 3 years. Another emerging leader was somebody called a young troublemaker, Adolf Hitler, who had been out of prison at that time for just over a year and whose Nazi party was rapidly growing in popularity across Germany. So Europe was in crisis, and the seeds of evil that would eventually grow into the Third Reich, into World War II, and into the Holocaust were being planted and indeed watered. It seemed that the world was watching, waiting for answers, and again for many in Europe, listening to those so-called or powerful leaders competing for attention, competing for the limelight, competing to spread their messages of evil. And so among that, we had the then Pope Pius XI taking the stance that it was time to remind Christian people everywhere that our allegiance was to Christ and not to any of the worldly leaders. The message is, I think, that it is Christ who is the goal of human history. In the extract of the Gospel of John we've just heard, we were witnesses to the conversation between Jesus and Pilate. It's clear that John in his Gospel was reinforcing that Jesus was a king with a divine authority. Jesus was being accused of plotting to overthrow the government, and he was being questioned by Pilate. This gave Jesus the opportunity to tell, as it were, his side of the story. Jesus argued that his kingdom was founded on truth. That is in direct contrast to the earthly kingdoms which are founded on power. The issue of truth was the absolute core, I think, of the dialogue between the two men, and it reflected the vast gulf that lay between them. It seemed to me that Pilate had an agenda, and I don't think you need to have a doctorate to realise that Pilate's agenda was probably for his whole life was about getting hold firstly of power and then keeping it. Pilate's kingdom was based on power. In his mind, truth was what those in power said it was. It's absolutely the same today. Politicians the world over proclaiming their truth, the truth as they either believe it to be, or more so, truth as they would want us to have it. Jesus saw the world differently. He defined logic by the way he lived and by what he taught. He defined truth by that. He preached the message that truth is the foundation, the cornerstone of healthy relationships and strong communities. If someone claims the moral high ground of truth, and yet has violent intentions, as many of the leaders in Europe had in the 1920s and 30s, then that is not the truth. truth cannot be harmed. It is not, as Jesus said, of this world. Healthy relationships require confidence that both partners will tell the truth. Each of us wants to believe that people will do what they promise to do. But we also know that often that's not the case. My cynicism about politicians surfaces here again. The truth is often manipulated to serve the purposes of someone or something, an ideology or a policy. The truth is often portrayed by as much as what isn't said as what is said. Well, Jesus and Pilate in their dialogue that we've heard from the Gospel this morning were worlds apart in their view of truth. Pilate questioned Jesus as if he was a threat. But Jesus in effect said that he wasn't that sort of king. His kingdom was to do with truth, not power. Seemed to me that following that disclosure, Pilate in essence lost interest in the conversation. He essentially said he could find no case against Jesus, and he handed him back to his accusers. I think the important point to take from the dialogue is that once Jesus said his kingdom was of truth and not of power, that from that moment Jesus and Pilate really had absolutely nothing to say to each other. To Pilate, Jesus was not a threat to his power. I think it's most likely that Pilate learned absolutely nothing from Jesus that day, as Jesus had absolutely nothing to Pilate that was of any value or threat to him. If Jesus had presented himself as a political threat, I suggest Pilate would have had dealt with him as an enemy to be eliminated. But Christ's kingdom was not, is not of this world. That is the message behind the feast today of Christ the King. It was a feast put in place at a time when Europe and the world were seemingly disintegrating, heading towards further conflict and crisis. The message for all was that our allegiance as Christians is to Christ and not to those who would have us believe otherwise. Our allegiance is to Christ, our King, and that is what we celebrate today. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.